Listening, Part 2. You will hear some conversations. You will hear each conversation twice. Choose the correct answers for each conversation.
Conversation 1.
So you don't like seafood, John?
I do, but I know it has an awful effect on me.
Oh, dear. But you used to love prawns.
Yeah, I remember when we were at college. You were always dishing up prawn curry.
Well, it didn't used to be a problem, but I think that I overindulged when I was on holiday with Angela in Spain last year. We had a huge seafood platter one night. It seemed wonderful at the time, but I was so ill for the whole of the week. Ruined the holiday.
How awful. But it might not be prawns. It could be just things like mussels that upset you. Maybe prawns are okay.
Well, after that experience, I'd rather be on the safe side and steer clear of all seafood. I don't want to go through that experience again.
Quite right. I'd stick to steak if I were you.
So you don't like seafood, John?
I do, but I know it has an awful effect on me.
Oh, dear. But you used to love prawns.
Yeah, I remember when we were at college. You were always dishing up prawn curry.
Well, it didn't used to be a problem, but I think that I overindulged when I was on holiday with Angela in Spain last year. We had a huge seafood platter one night. It seemed wonderful at the time, but I was so ill for the whole of the week. Ruined the holiday.
How awful. But it might not be prawns. It could be just things like mussels that upset you. Maybe prawns are okay.
Well, after that experience, I'd rather be on the safe side and steer clear of all seafood. I don't want to go through that experience again.
Quite right. I'd stick to steak if I were you.
Now, look at the questions for conversation 2. Conversation 2.
Can you still speak Dutch, Eric?
Well, I haven't forgotten it, but I don't often get the chance to use it.
I know what you mean. It's the same with me now I'm living back here.
Funny you should ask about it, actually. I did have to write a letter in Dutch at work last week. It was okay. I managed it, but I had to look up some grown-up words.
What sort of words, Eric?
Oh, you know, Ben, things like the Dutch word for invoice. Of course, I left Holland when I was small and haven't learnt much since, but you can't afford to sound like a child in a business letter.
What about you, Ben? You left when you were little too, didn't you? I expect you've forgotten everything.
No, not at all. It soon comes back to me if I spend some time over there.
Can you still speak Dutch, Eric?
Well, I haven't forgotten it, but I don't often get the chance to use it.
I know what you mean. It's the same with me now I'm living back here.
Funny you should ask about it, actually. I did have to write a letter in Dutch at work last week. It was okay. I managed it, but I had to look up some grown-up words.
What sort of words, Eric?
Oh, you know, Ben, things like the Dutch word for invoice. Of course, I left Holland when I was small and haven't learnt much since, but you can't afford to sound like a child in a business letter.
What about you, Ben? You left when you were little too, didn't you? I expect you've forgotten everything.
No, not at all. It soon comes back to me if I spend some time over there.
Now, look at the questions for conversation 3. Conversation 3.
So, Janice, how many are we expecting on next week's course?
17 or 18, I think, Dr. Gott. Though we might make 20 if the two from Nigeria get their visas in time.
That's a good-sized group. And this course includes some work with actual patients too, Janice?
Yes. In fact, it's very hands-on. Your predecessor always insisted we do that. As you know, it's about the management of patients with bacterial infections of the gut.
We always like to make sure that the participants can actually deal with the patients, as well as knowing about the diseases they are suffering from.
Yes, it's very important not just to be theoretical. Are all the tutors from this unit?
Most are, Dr. Gott, but we do also have a couple of external ones.
This gives the trainees an insight into how things are done elsewhere, too.
Well, you seem to have got everything in hand. I'll see you on Monday morning at the opening session. So, Janice, how many are we expecting on next week's course?
17 or 18, I think, Dr. Gott. Though we might make 20 if the two from Nigeria get their visas in time.
That's a good-sized group. And this course includes some work with actual patients too, Janice?
Yes. In fact, it's very hands-on. Your predecessor always insisted we do that. As you know, it's about the management of patients with bacterial infections of the gut.
We always like to make sure that the participants can actually deal with the patients, as well as knowing about the diseases they are suffering from.
Yes, it's very important not just to be theoretical. Are all the tutors from this unit?
Most are, Dr. Gott, but we do also have a couple of external ones.
This gives the trainees an insight into how things are done elsewhere, too.
Well, you seem to have got everything in hand. I'll see you on Monday morning at the opening session.
That is the end of part 2.